Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. I'm Maria T. Finch. I'm an inner intelligence coach, and I'm happy to have you here. So today is actually my birthday, and so I decided to be my own guest. And I love birthdays. I know there are many people who share my birthday, and to all of them, I say happy birthday to you. I like to use my birthday to really celebrate my own existence, and so I'm happy to be celebrating it with all of you. I am 56 today, which I really can't believe. It's like, wow, how did that happen? And I like the life experience that I have. I'm grateful for everything that I've learned and gotten to do. I've had a really interesting life, and I'm really appreciative of all of that. I wish that I could have this kind of knowledge and be 27, but unfortunately, that's not the way life works. So in any case, today is going to be a great day. So I wanted to use this opportunity to just share some more of my own thoughts about Mind Cluck. Some of this I've mentioned during other people's during my podcast where I'm interviewing other people, but I want to go a little deeper. And so I just thought I would take this opportunity today to do that. So first thing is that, as I've said many times, like, I really believe that Mind Cluck is just part of the human condition. I think that every single person on earth experiences Mind Cluck probably multiple times every day. I think often we don't even realize it's happening. And I think this happens even to people like the Dalai Lama. And to the Dalai Lama, if you are listening, I would love to have you as a guest on this podcast so we could get your perspective. If anyone knows the Dalai Lama, please connect us. Anyway, moving on. I think that one of the real challenges with Mind Cluck is actually recognizing Mind Cluck as Mind Cluck. We all have thoughts going through our minds every day, and it's really easy to just go along with what our minds tell us. And our minds are really good at presenting things as fact. And especially, I think, in cases of Mind Cluck, I think most often what the mind is doing is trying to protect us from something. So the mind wants to keep us in the status quo where we're safe. And so it's like, don't push there. You know, let's just keep everything together. So trying to actually catch yourself when you're in Mind Cluck can really be a challenge. And this is something that I have devoted a lot of time and energy and work with various people to figure out how to heal the roots of my own Mind Cluck and then silence Mind Cluck in the moment. And despite all of my time and devotion to that, I mean, I battle with this all the time. So I just thought that I would share some of the things that I have learned. One is that anytime you have a thought and you get that clench in your gut, or you get some kind of negative emotion, you're angry, you're frustrated, you're stressed, whatever that might be, that's a really good time to just pause and be like, wait a minute, is that my clock? And you can go through a sequence of questions for yourself, and you can do this very quickly. So it's not like you got to stop what you're doing and really, you know, take yourself out of what you're doing, although you can do that, and that can be very beneficial. So say I have a thought come into my head. I'm just going to use a super generic example just to make this easily translatable. So say the thought comes into my head of like, you will not be able to do a good job on this project and complete it by Friday. Totally made up. Okay. So I think that my gut clenches because you start to worry about like, okay, what are the repercussions of this, etc. But I can stop and I can say, okay, is that really true? And the fact is, It probably isn't. It's an assumption. So say I'm having this thought on Monday, okay? I'm having this thought on Monday and my mind is making an assumption for some reason that this will not be achievable at a high standard by Friday. So first thing I can do is say, well, okay, is that realistic? And if it is, then I can say, okay, well, what can I do to change that outcome? So can I extend the deadline? Yeah, are there people that could help me? You can start to put your mind that way, which is much more productive than just being like, oh, I can't get this done. So one possibility is that you consider like, okay, maybe that is real. Maybe that is something that I've got to understand and then navigate around. Or maybe it's just complete BS and it's just your mind putting you down for whatever reason. We can dive into the reason later. That takes more time. But in the moment, what you can say is, okay, that is not a fact. Like there are many ways that I could do a good job and complete this project by Friday. And so then you got to ask yourself, does that thought serve me well? And the answer is any thought that just makes you feel bad, where you don't have some avenue towards whatever it is you want to achieve, solve, you know, navigate, then the thought is not serving you well. So then you can say, well, what thought would serve me well? So going with this generic example, I could say, not only am I going to do a great job on this project, I'm actually going to complete it by Thursday so that I have time on Friday to review and polish. And you can just say that to yourself. And every time you think of the project, you instead of saying, there's no way you'll get this done by Friday, you say, I am going to kick ass and get this done by Thursday, and it's going to be awesome. And when you tell yourself that, you're setting the intention, you're bringing energy to it, and you're giving yourself some drive to actually accomplish that. That's just one example, but it could be something with a relationship. I mean, there's so many different scenarios. The key though is that when mind cluck sounds real, sounds true, and makes your gut clench, you really got to ask yourself, is it really true? Do I really have to go down this path? And an important thing to recognize is that if you say, yeah, it's true, I can't get this done by Friday, then you say, okay, what are my options? And then you start working on options. So it's a way to kind of redirect your thought as opposed to just sitting there feeling lousy. So one of the things that I'm committing myself to in this next trip around the sun, which way do we go? Let's go. I think it's counterclockwise. I'm not really sure, but clockwise, counterclockwise, whichever way we're traveling. I am going to commit myself to really paying attention. It can be so easy to have a thought like that that kind of puts you down and then just go with it. And I call it going into a mind cluck spiral where it's like, I'll be like, oh, no, I'm not going to get that job done by Friday, which means I'm not going to get a promotion, which means blah, blah, blah. You can just go on and on and on with it. And then you can take it to really weird places and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And none of that serves you well. So we're trying to interrupt it when it happens. Yes, it is true that sometimes you can interrupt mind cluck in a moment and then it will come back and come back and come back. And when that happens, that suggests that there is a deeper layer of mind cluck that is connecting to some root and that needs to be healed. And I am a big believer in getting to those roots and healing them because that helps reduce mind cluck in one's life. And I am here to help people do that. So that's one mind cluck thought for today. Next mind cluck thought is anytime you wake up, it's great if you recognize if your first thought of the day is mind cluck. So you might wake up and think, oh, I'm really tired. Well, that might be a fact. You might be really tired, but does focusing on that serve you well? it probably can make you feel more tired. And so I like to think of any time you wake up. So when you wake up in the morning, if you wake up from a nap, if you wake up in the middle of the night, any of those times, you might have a thought of like, oh, I don't really want to get up and face what I got to face today. Or you could be thinking about a conversation or something that happened the previous day that you're still kind of churning on. So what I do when that happens, because of course it happens to me too, is instead I do this out loud because I find that to be effective, is I just start stating things, people, places, food, whatever that I love. So I love Kala. I love Patrick. I love Laura. I love pizza. I love the beach. I love whatever. And I just go on and on and on until I start to get this really nice, warm feeling. And I think of this as I'm surrounding myself with love. And once I surround myself with love and I start to feel that good feeling, then I tell myself, I'm like, okay, it's okay that I didn't get enough sleep last night. I am going to have a great day anyway. And I'm going to be kind and gentle with myself. I may adjust what I'm going to accomplish in order to allow for the fact that maybe I'm tired. It's all about treating myself with gentleness and kindness. And I am first to admit, I'm not always good with this. I tend to be very driven. And so I might get up and be like, gosh, I'm really tired. And then be like, okay, here are the 17 things I'm going to do today. Get to that list. But I am trying to be more kind and gentle because as I'm more kind and gentle with myself, I have less mind clock. I think of it all as being about connecting to one's wise self. So I refer to myself as an inner intelligence coach. And to me, inner intelligence is your inner gut sense, your inner wisdom, your instinct, your intuition, whatever you want to call it. And in all of the work that I've done over years on myself, I have gotten better and better and better at connecting quickly with that inner intelligence. So I could be in a stressful situation where mind clock is going bananas and I can take a deep breath and I have a variety of ways that I can connect to my wisest self and then take a deep breath and be present in a different way. This can be very challenging to do, depends on the situation, but it's a great thing to practice because it's super powerful, super satisfying. So to that end, when mind cluck keeps clucking at you, another thing to activate is your imagination. I'm not sure how much people really think about imagination in today's world. I mean, I think there are plenty of people that think about it a lot. But when I'm talking about imagination, I'm thinking, you know, sort of magical imagination. And the way that you can really employ this in managing mind cluck is to actually create things for yourself. So I'll give you an example. Say that I'm going into a stressful conversation, a stressful situation. One of the things that I have imagined for myself is a phalanx of knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. So phalanx is one of my great favorite words. It just means a gang of knights. So I have a gang of knights and I can picture their armor. I can picture their weapons, their size, all of this. And so I'm going into this stressful situation and I might be feeling very anxious. Mind clock might really be loud. But then when I remember, and I don't always remember, but when I remember, I connect with my knights. And then I think, okay, I'm in the center of all of these knights. I don't have anything to worry about. And that helps me reground in my wise self. Or maybe I'm in a situation where I really want to feel comforted. Like I want to feel like I've got a cushion of comfort around me. For me, that is, I have created in my mind animals that provide that. So sometimes I might have an internal layer of animals and an external layer of knights, so that the knights are protecting me and the animals are comforting me, and then I can be in a situation and be really grounded. If this sounds pretty out there, and I mean, I recognize that for many people it may be, but I just encourage you to try. So the next time you're going into a situation and you're feeling off in any way, think about who you'd like to have beside you or surrounding you. You could draw a best friend or several best friends to you. You could imagine your like cherished family member or something mystical. Could be anything. But when you bring that kind of energy to you, it helps you stay grounded. I think that there, another thing that's very powerful is visualization. And I know visualization is used in all kinds of things, I think, especially in sports. And I myself have found it to be very powerful. Back in the day when I was younger, I ran a couple marathons. And before my second one, I went through a visualization exercise. I had run the course before, and so I could picture the course. I mean, it's hard to picture 26 miles, but whatever. I could picture most of the course. And so I could imagine myself in different parts of the course feeling good. For anyone who has run a marathon or anyone who's thinking about it, there are times during a marathon where you feel pretty bad, just the nature of the beast. But it was really helpful to take my mind back to my visualization and being picturing myself feeling really strong and happy and having fun and listening to the music and appreciating the crowd and telling myself that my legs were strong and all of that. So that can be a really powerful way to use visualization. So you visualize something before it's happening. Another way that I use visualization is if I'm in a situation and I have a particular feeling. So this could be a situation that's somewhat similar to a situation I've experienced before. So pick a generic example. Let's say a difficult conversation. I can think about a difficult conversation that I've had in the past where I stayed really present and grounded and felt secure and had took a what could have been a very difficult conversation and made it very effective. So as I'm going into another conversation that I anticipate being difficult, I can remember how I felt when I had a really great conversation and bring all of those feelings to me in that moment and then go into that conversation feeling strong and secure and empowered. These are just some ideas, some things that you can practice. And all of these are about quieting mind clock. Because say you're going into a difficult situation. Well, your mind might be telling you, this is going to suck. This is going to go badly. You're going to say this. This person's going to counter with this. You're going to get angry. They're going to get angry. This is going to blow up. You know, mind clock will have a heyday. Mind clock is trying to protect you. It's saying, let's not do this. Let's just be really quiet. But you can actually go into the situation empowering yourself in advance. And you can also go into the situation and draw power to you when you're in it. Even if you start out and say you start a conversation and you trip and you say something, you're like, oh no, here we go. You can be like, oh no, remember, I have the ability to do this calmly, confidently, securely. And then you just take a deep breath and keep going. Granted, can be very hard to do in the moment. And when a conversation goes off the rails, then sometimes the best thing to do is to step out of it and take a break. But in any case, visualization, whether you're visualizing something before you do it or you're visualizing something as you're in it, it can really help quiet mind clock and keep you calm and present. So I can talk about mind clock all day for days because I think it's such a fascinating topic, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to start to wrap up here. I do want to say that I love coaching people. It is one of my very, very favorite things to do. And the way that I really see myself as a coach is My job is to listen really carefully and to listen to what's not being said, and then to offer a kind and gentle reflection back to help empower whoever I'm talking with about whatever challenge they might face or whatever shift they might want to make. In my experience, as I've mentioned before, Mind Clip comes in layers, and some of those layers can be pretty easy to move through. And some layers take a bit more work to actually get to roots and heal. And I am here to help you do that. So if you're someone who feels like you should have a higher level of fulfillment and sense of satisfaction to go along with whatever accomplishments you have in life. So accomplishments at work, accomplishments at home, accomplishments in your family, doesn't matter what it is. But it's all about if you are accomplished, but you don't feel fulfilled to the point that you think you should, then please reach out to me. And I would love to help you connect your sense of fulfillment and your sense of accomplishment so that your fulfillment is super high and so that you get to go through life spending more of your time feeling calm, secure, and confident. With that, I will wish you all well. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, I forgot to say, if you would like to book time with me, just go to mindcluck.com. I offer a free discovery call where we talk about where you are and what you would like to shift, and we go from there. So for everyone, have a wonderful November 7th, and thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of Mind Cluck clucking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.